Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Campus Kids Fantasy Football Podcast on the Fantasy Focused YouTube channel. I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco, and I'm here once again with my left-hand or right-hand man, whatever which you're looking at the screen. Buck, what's going on, buddy?
Left-hand man today, Bob, doing fantastic. This is a very rare, you know, daylight recording for you and I, which I think is a first-timer.
Yeah, it might be.
I'll take a daylight recording anytime because I'll tell you what, You grind me down, Bob. Yep. You render me into just ground buck, and that's what you got at 9 o'clock during our normal recording schedule. Yeah, you're gonna get full bore buck. You're getting full gut all the time. Gutty 4/7. Find my new handle. You might have a hard time finding it, but it's Gutty, and it's 24/7. Gutty 4/7.
Love it, baby. I like it. I like an energized buck. We're gonna, you know what? Hey, listen. As long as my company doesn't find out I'm recording in the middle of the day, we're good. You know, I'm
going to break, Bob.
Yeah.
Workers' rights. Workers' rights.
That's true. And honestly, now it's just becoming a protest for workers' rights. That's what I love about this podcast. It starts off as fantasy football. Now we're talking workers' rights. That's what I love the most about us, folks. All right, listen, we're going to get into it today. Me and Buck, you know what we do. We're going to talk a little bit about Thursday night football because there is a Thursday game. Honestly, the Tuesday game has thrown me off. I forgot that waivers were today. Good thing I put my Ronald Jones bid in and got him, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, he was available.
I got him in one league. My shallow 10-team league, he was available. I got him. The Leonard Fournette owner, don't know what you're doing, but hey, I spent all my fab. I got him. Probably going to start him over. Maybe we'll talk about that later. I have some questions for you, Buck. Let's get some gut in the lineup later. But today we're going to be talking about Thursday Night Football. Titans 49ers should be an interesting game. Some fantasy relevant players there. Also going to be talking about our starts of the week. Today it's the holiday season. You know, when there's no Grinches, it's all Santa Claus. And me and Buck decided to give you nothing but a bunch of starts this week. We're going to talk about a bunch of players, every position that we're feeling, quarterback, tight end, you name it. We're going to talk about a bunch of guys, not just one, that we're feeling in your lineups this week. Some guys that might be less owned that you can maybe find on shallow waivers and or some maybe two RB2 or flex plays that we're feeling. So we're going to break that all down in just a little bit. Go ahead, Buck.
Can I interject with the methodology behind this? Mm-hmm. So the methodology is you got me, low rent, very lowly owned players, because that's how I roll. It's pure gut all the time. Bob, he's on the West Coast. He's an elite. He has the status over me. He's also a damn genius at times. So you're going to get a little mixture here. So if you're really scrambling because of the COVID, then I'm your man. If you have a little bit more leniency, a little more leeway here, go with the Bob picks because I guarantee you they look sexier than mine.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's week 16, right? And yes, there is Austin Eckler's. There's the Tyreek Hill's. There's the Travis Kelce's. Some bigger name guys that are out and you might need to now go to the waiver wire. But for the most part, if you're in the semifinals, you have your team. And now it comes down to which RB2 do you want to start? Which flex guy are you looking at this week? Because your rosters are pretty set. So that's kind of why my mindset changed. But typically, yes, Buck is right. We've been under 50% owned most weeks. Sometimes outside the top 24 owned players that we've dived into. But this week, I took a little different approach. But the good news is Buck brought his garbage pail. Whatever, lunch pail, garbage pail. He brought both.
No, gutter.
Honestly, he eats his lunch.
I brought an entire gutter. I just brought a gutter from the side of my home.
That's awesome. And that's what we do here. We actually we dismantle our homes to bring it to the podcast to help you start your lineups properly this week. All right. So before we do, we've got to just take a quick commercial break because all our podcasts are brought to you by BetOnline.ag. And after this quick commercial break, me and Buck are going to dive into Thursday night football. Be back right after this.
BetOnline is back and better than ever. A new web interface for the rest of the NFL season and the NBA season. More props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all football and basketball action this season. Make sure to head over to the new updated desktop or mobile website and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code BELIEVE50. That's BLEAV50. BELIEVE50 to receive your bonus. From football to basketball to NHL to boxing to UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the rest of the 2021 seasons. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
All right, Buck, let's talk a little bit about Thursday Night Football preview. And
hit me,
Buck. Of course, this Thursday Night Football preview, of course, is brought to you by our Sunday Live Start Sit Show. Make sure you're joining us this Sunday. We're going to have a special guest potentially on this Sunday, myself, Sky, Ryan. We're not going to be there. It's going to be Buck leading the show, of course, with a little dash of Jordan, maybe a special guest. We don't know. But make sure you're joining us this Sunday live, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And it's also brought to you by Good Sports. As a reminder, every dollar of a donation that you give us, 10% goes to Good Sports. We have donated $150 to the cause already this season. We're looking to double that, hopefully, in December. But you guys will help us out and go along. But come Thursday, all these start sits, big questions you have, make sure you're coming on Sunday. We're 3 hours of start sits, so make sure you're joining us there. All right, Bob, yeah, Thursday
and
night.
And the rails are going to come off, Bob. The rails will come off. You leave me alone with a microphone, God knows what I'm going to do with it.
I like it. I mean, that's what I was hoping for. I actually am available, but I've decided to just not go because I want to see what happens when we just do a solo Buff pod on Sunday. So,
no, man, enjoy time with your friends, family, all that. I hope everybody out there does too, but seriously, tune in. There should be fireworks. You'll have me scrambling all day long.
All right. So the Thursday night game, let's talk, break this down really quick. I actually like the games where it's not your typical division game. I like when they mix it up. 49ers, Titans, not your typical game, of course, because it's AFC versus NFC. You know, this is actually nice. These are actually kind of similar teams in the sense they want to establish the run. They work off that, a lot of play action, that type of stuff. But this is a low over under 44 points, according to FanDuel Sportsbook. -3.5 for 49ers on the road. So obviously they're pretty big favorites. Even on the road, they're actually favored in this game. There is some key injuries. Of course, on the 49ers side, it's Elijah Mitchell being out at running back. There is a couple injuries to the Titans as well. They're going to be down Roger Stafford and Taylor Lewan. That's two of their starting offensive linemen this week. So that's not good for the Titans run game and also Ryan Tannehill. They're also going to be down some key guys in the secondary. They're also down some guys in the Titans defense is down some players, but A.J. Brown might be back. So we're looking to see. It sounds like he's going to play. Julio got a full practice in, but, I mean, this guy can't even stay in the game. It's ridiculous how he comes and practices in full, and he can't even finish a game, which drives me crazy. But A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, both in the lineup together again for the first time in months. And then one of their top cornerbacks, Janoris Jenkins, to be back. So, Buck, before we dive into each individual player, any injuries stand out to you? Anything about this game stands out to you overall?
I know that the 49ers have won 5 of 6, so they're looking like they're on a bit of a tear here. They're looking like a more well-rounded offense in terms of their attack, with Jimmy G kind of chipping in as well. The problem I have is, how are the Titans home dogs here? Titans are 9-5. Like, what is Vegas? That's what's bothering me, Bob. What does Vegas know that we don't?
Did you watch that?
What do they know?
The fourth quarter of the Steelers game. I mean, they just they just don't have offensive firepower right now. I mean, A.J. Brown with back should help, but they're not impressive to watch.
But are the 49ers all that impressive in their own right? Because I'm not convinced. You know, God forbid, Sky, you know, I don't mean to insult your team.
It's true.
But I'm just saying, the Niners, they're not sexy, yet they go in as road favorites. Mm. To a 9-5 first place in their division team. That's the part that is me very unsettled. So because of that, I'm kind of leaning 49ers way here. I'm kind of leaning towards some of their players. You mentioned the offensive line injuries there for Tennessee. I just feel like 49ers get it done on the ground game, but Jimmy G's a little sneak start here. If you're really pressed, like let's say Pat Mahomes, God forbid, is on the COVID list. Ooh, throw Jimmy Grapes in there. He's available. You can scoop him.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at this game, to be honest with you, I think George Kittle and Debo are the only two guys that you probably should feel comfortable with. Maybe Ayuk.
Agreed.
But overall, I think when you start looking at how you beat each team, they're both more vulnerable through the air, especially the San Francisco 49ers passing game. I mean, the Titans now with A.J. Brown back, how comfortable would you feel playing A.J. Brown his first game back after this long absence, Buck? Are you willing to flex? You would flex him right away. Okay. Yeah. So A.J. Brown in, Debo in, George Kittle in. What about Ayuk? Would you rather start A.J. Brown or Ayuk in this game?
A.J. Brown.
Okay. Now, when you jump down to the running backs, the Jeff Wilson, this is the thing about Jeff Wilson. When these guys come back from injury, we all expect them to hit the ground running, and especially with serious knee injuries like Jeff Wilson had. You know, Pro Football Doc was saying forever that he might not be 100% until December. So he gets off to a slow start, and then people fade him last week, and he finally goes off because maybe he finally is healthy. So now there's no Elijah Mitchell playing against this Tennessee Titans run defense. How are you feeling about Jeff Wilson this week in this matchup?
I don't love it, Bob, and I haven't loved Jeff Wilson the entirety of this. Whenever he's had to fill in for Elijah Mitchell, I think Elijah Mitchell is a much better player. He will get the volume. I don't see him turning out a 17-point performance, which is really what I'm trying to get out of my top running back there.
And what about Donta Foreman? I mean, he's coming off some back-to-back solid rushing performances. San Francisco has been pretty good against the run over the last month or so. So what's your thoughts about Donta Foreman? Are you willing to start him maybe over Jeff Wilson in this matchup?
No, I'm probably going to lean Wilson over Foreman. All respect to Foreman, but the injuries, I mean, you're going up against a pretty solid front there for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm not in love with Foreman. If you're in a pinch, he's a good flex option, but RB1, RB2, I'm fading Foreman.
Now, when it comes to the defenses in this game, are you looking at maybe 49ers defense with those injuries up front? What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I would prefer 49ers over the Titans in this game. Vegas knows, Bob. They're just always lurking in the shadows.
Right.
So if they are favoring San Francisco, I'm going to lean San Francisco here.
Now, knowing everything going on right now, it's a Thursday game, which is tough because we're not going to know all the final COVID things going on. Jimmy G, Ryan Tannehill, either of these guys in your lineups for 2 QB leaves, super flex, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Super flex, I'm fine with either, but not in a standard one quarterback league.
So it sounds like George Kittle, in my opinion, I think George Kittle, Debo, it sounds like A.J. Brown, maybe even Ayuk are in your lineups, but it sounds like Ayuk is a little, there could be some flex appeal there, but I don't know if he's a slam dunk start, in my opinion. I actually do like the 49ers defense. I actually think they are a solid start in this game. I am honestly personally favoring Jeff Wilson over Foreman in this matchup, but let's talk about some quick in and out. So the biggest one of all is Joe Mixon against Baltimore. Baltimore has been really stout against running backs. I'm going to assume we would both start Joe Mixon over both these players, correct?
Yes, okay. Even with that cue on him.
Yeah, and Devin Singletary versus New England or one of these two running backs?
Jeff Wilson.
Sony Michel.
Sony Michel.
Damian Harris if he is active.
I think it's a problem because of how well Ramondre Stevenson already attacked the Bills front. I'm going to start JWJ.
Okay. And then Rashad Penny against Chicago.
Rashad Penny.
Okay. So that's right around the RB2 flex range for Jeff Wilson specifically.
Yep.
All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about and touch on for this Thursday night game before we move on?
No, not really. I'm good.
All right. All right, those are our Thursday Night Football preview brought to you by our Sunday Live Starts This Show. Make sure you're jumping on the Fantasy Focus YouTube channel every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And all our Sunday Live shows are brought to you by Good Sports. 10% of all donations from our show go to good charity, Good Sports. So far, we've donated $150 this year. So Make sure you're getting on too, because this Sunday and the rest of the football season, we are doing a giveaway for the month of December. For every $500 we raise, we are actually giving back to we're giving away a jersey to one of our followers. So all you got to do is become a super chatter, join the show, and then you guys will be entered to win a jersey once we hit that $500 threshold for the month. So make sure you guys are jumping on, helping out, and just join Buck. Talk some shop, you know what I mean? You know, even if it's not football-related, Buck will be definitely down to chat it up with you, of course. All right, before we go into our next segment, which is our positional start sits of the week, which is brought to you by our sponsor, Care Factor, we're going to take a quick commercial break to talk about Care Factor. We'll be back right after this with our positional start sits.
Hey, TCK Potters and Fantasy Focus community. Are you looking for options for hair loss? There are many options out there for treating it. However, most products treat the cause, such as DHT, and don't do much to support the growth of new and stronger hair. It's like removing harmful weeds from your lawn, but not doing much to fertilize the grass. That's why the Fantasy Focus and TCK team has partnered with Care Factor. Care Factor saw this problem and focused their research on finding just the right combination of biosynthetic growth factors and an innovative delivery system to promote fuller, stronger looking hair. So whether you're a listener who suffers from various forms of alopecia or even stress-related hair loss, the Care Factor treatment is the perfect scalp-friendly solution that can help and influence stronger and healthy hair throughout all stages of the hair life cycle. And now, exclusively for TCK listeners, use the promo code TCK at checkout to get 15% off all products at shop.mycarefactor.com. That's shop.mycarefactor.com. Care Factor, skincare for hair.
All right, Buck, let's get into it. Yeah, skincare for hair, baby.
I need to get on the Care Factor train. No doubt.
Well, it's about time. Let's get it done. I mean, me too, man. I got a little thinning up front. We'll be right as rain within the next year. By 2022, me and Buck are looking like Fabio out there.
You better believe it, Bob.
All right, Buck, listen, we technically say start sits, but today it's a starts and streamer show. That's a misleading headline. You can drop an S. It's a double S week, folks. Buck, we're going to talk some starting quarterbacks, guys that we're looking to potentially stream, and or some guys maybe you have on your bench as a QB2 that we like to start this week. So give us one or two of your guys. Give us your QB starts.
So I got one that I'm really high on, the other one not so much, but it is an option. It's just like, you know, you're standing at the edge of the Titanic, you know, you're on the very tip of it, and you're just putting your arms out. That's what the second one is. First one, Jared Goff. Dan Campbell has got his boys fighting, Bob. Dan Campbell's playing against the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons are terrible. Terrible as far as defense is concerned. You got a little thing called Craig Reynolds. We might talk about him a little bit. I think I discounted him on the live show on Sunday. My apologies to the Reynolds family. But I'm telling you what. Jared Goff, it isn't pretty, but I think the volume will be there on Sunday, and I think they're going to play a very good game against a very terrible opponent. My secondary option here would be, I'm going to say it, Bob, Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
It's not sexy. It's very risky, but there are times where you are faced with a situation where maybe you have to stream this week. Super flex. I like both guys. They should both be available maybe not in a dynasty league, but you know, in a normal redraft league, I think both options are available. I like both of their matchups, and I believe that they will come around with 19 plus points in their respective matchups here.
Yeah. Mine are a little bit more of like those just outside the top 12 range guys. The first one's Kirk Cousins. Now the Chargers defense early on in the season looked very strong against the pass, very weak against the run. But over the last 5 weeks, we have noticed a slight shift. It's as they've gotten more guys in the front seven healthy, they've actually started being a little more susceptible on the perimeter versus against the ground game. We've seen it against certain teams. I mean, obviously, Big Ben Roethlisberger had a big game against them a couple weeks ago. Mike Glennon actually threw two touchdown passes, which is just embarrassing. As a Giants fan, the fact that Mike Glennon threw two touchdown passes and had 22 fantasy points against you is ridiculous. Last week, Patrick Mahomes, huge game. But I also think it's mostly to do with the fact that maybe Adam Thielen comes back, but The Chargers offense should be able, even down Austin Eckler, should potentially be able to put up points against Minnesota, which I like because Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. He's always a product, I feel like, of the game flow. If there's a game, if there's one, if the other side's going off, the Vikings have the firepower to go off. But if they're in a game where it's low scoring, like, for example, when you have Justin Fields only putting up 9 points and most of that came in the last drive of the game, you know, I think that's where my viewpoint is for Kirk Cousins in this matchup. The other one is Joe Burrow. Now, Baltimore has lost so many guys in the secondary, and including, of course, we know about Marlon Humphrey and company, but the Ravens are still stout against the run. You know, you're going to beat them through the air. We just saw what the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers and company making it look easy. But over the but overall, even Burrow earlier this season had a very nice day versus them. Chase went bananas against Baltimore. Just I think it was back in like week 5 or 6. And I like Burrow this week because, you know, Tyler Huntley or Lamar Jackson, whoever it is, looks like they have a thing going with it. So they're both playing very well. Their offense is playing well. But I think Burrow and Joe Mixon is not going to be able to dominate this game on the ground, which is going to force Joe Burrow to throw a little bit more in this game. So I do like Kirk Cousins and Joe Burrow this week as starters for quarterbacks. So jumping down to the running back position, Buck, give us some running back starts that you're feeling this week.
I like Craig Reynolds and Ronnie Jones. So not Ronnie Jones of Auburn fame, Ronald Jones II of USC fame. The Bucs muddying the waters with Lev Bell, I think that is just a distraction technique. There's no way, and I might regret saying it, but there's no way. Bob, what's your thoughts? Like, do you think Lev Bell steps in and takes over 50% of the carries? I don't.
No, I don't. Okay. I think the problem is they needed a passing down back, a guy they trust in pass pro, a veteran, because Keyshawn Vaughn wasn't doing it, and Ronald Jones, that's his biggest problem. So I think he's still going to get you 15 to 20 carries, maybe a catch or two. But the one thing you're going to bank on with the Bucs is they need to take leads. And they're playing Carolina this week, so we think they could take a lead, even with all their depleted weaponry. So I think, from my opinion, Ronald Jones, whew, I'm debating on starting Ronald Jones over like Amari Cooper, Antonio Gibson in my flex, because I think he's going to be a slam dunk this week.
Yeah, I mean, Devin Singletary went for 86 yards and a touchdown against this same defense last week after being completely absent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, in any of the games that he gets, it gets major touches, I mean, he dominates. Like, this season he has not seen a lot of big-time carry games. It's been all Lenny, but he got 10 carries against Chicago, went for 63 yards, 8 carries for 33 and 1, 8 carries for 63 yards. Like, anytime this guy gets the ball, he's electric, and he's a great pure runner. Plus, the Panthers, I mean, they're dealing with a lot of injuries too, in and out of the lineup in the secondary. They just lost another guy. So I think Tom and company are still going to be able to move the ball. They're getting Antonio Brown back, and they'll be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, and then Craig Reynolds, I just like the matchup primarily here. He showed enough last week. There's no doubt about that. I really favor the Lions in this game. I think they have some positive mo, and positive mo is what it takes late in the year when you're a losing team to come out and just shell shock people. Who saw them beating the Cardinals by 18 points last week? Just it's a chips miracle, Bob.
Week 15 is just – that was whacked out. That was a whack. That was – like, for that to be the first round of the fantasy playoffs was just bananas. It was – I mean, so many top seeds got derailed because of this week. It's so funny. That's what I love and hate about fantasy. You could be dominant all year, be the top seed, lead in points, and you just have one shitty week, and it doesn't even matter. You're just a schmuck like everybody else.
So, Bob, I was going up against the top seed. Well, I guess I was going up against a 3 here. So I was a 6. I had DK Metcalf and Gabe Davis. Mm. And I'm sitting there, and it was one of those last second, pull the trigger. It's Gabe Davis. I don't know why. I don't know how. But I felt like he had a better chance of having a big game. And if I wouldn't have done that, Bob, I would have lost. I would have lost the game by 8 points. Those are the little moments where it's like, the weirdness will happen. We can't avoid the weirdness at this time of the year. So you just got to stay on track, stay with your gut, stay with your heart, and, you know, clear eyes, big hearts, can't lose. Is that what the Friday Night Lights is, Bob?
Full hearts.
Full hearts. Can't lose. I got a big heart. It's not full.
It's, you can't fill that puppy up. It's too
it
big.
Is enlarged. No, I all mean, right. It's like an enlarged heart. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Now we're starting to get into like vaccine conspiracies. I don't want to even bother with that. So
has
anyway.
Nothing to do with vaccines, dude. I just got a big old heart.
All right. So my running backs are kind of obvious. These are bigger names, and it's kind of why I wanted to bring these guys up, because some of them are either haven't produced really well lately and they have a nice matchup this week, or they're more just like guys that are starting to emerge and I want to continue to ride the high hand. The first one's David Montgomery. Montgomery, if you look at his stats the last five games, he's only had one big game. The rest is like between 8 and 11 points. But this week against a Seattle team, not only is Seattle vulnerable on the ground, but they are actually one of the most vulnerable pass-catching running backs. And Montgomery has been known to get you 4, 5, 6 targets in this game. I really like David Montgomery in this matchup against Seattle. I would try to get him in my lineups as an RB2. The next one is James Robinson. Seems obvious. He's playing the Jets. Sometimes you just don't overthink it. We just saw him get the workhorse role, 18 carries, but now he gets the Jets. And the Jets are so bad against running backs. It's just like, if you've had James Robinson and you're in the semifinals, you literally just lucked into this. A guy who was unusable like 3 weeks ago is now going to be a rock solid RB2, maybe even RB1 against this match against the Jets. The other ones are the Broncos running backs against the Raiders. They just continue to put up a bunch of points together. And I think we're starting to notice Javonte Williams is getting the slight lead, especially in the passing game. He's running more routes. He did it again last week. But even Melvin Gordon, I know people love the hotness of Javonte, but people are overlooking how good Melvin Gordon has been for fantasy this year. And I think he's rocked in again against the Raiders, even with Drew Lock. That does worry me just a little bit, because Drew Lock does not use his running backs as much in the passing game. So I guess maybe that's a little bit more sketchy now I'm thinking about it. And the final one's Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders has been just – I have like three ulcers from Miles Sanders. He when you watch him play, he's so good. Now they're dedicated to the run, and it's like 2 + 2 = 4. We just watched him back-to-back games get 100 yards, and now he's playing the Giants, guys. Just don't overthink it. The Giants are just – they're heading in the wrong direction. You know, I just can see that Miles Sanders is red hot. They did it last. They did it against a Washington football team. I know they had a bunch of missing pieces up front, but don't overthink it, guys. The Giants are not a good football team. They will have a lead. They'll have plenty of workload for Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard in this game. So I really do like Miles Sanders as another start for me. All right, Buck, let's jump down to the wide receivers. Give us some wide receivers that you're feeling as a start for the Christmas week.
Again, we're staying in the gutter here. I'm going to go with Tyler Boyd. Going up against Baltimore, I think it's a great matchup, Bob. Tell me why it is.
I stopped answering Tyler Boyd's calls after what he did to me this year. So I'm literally a Tyler Boyd apologist. I love Tyler Boyd, and we're starting to see him a little bit get it going. But he burns. He's when I look at his, I've been following him closely. It's like when he has a bad matchup, he does well. And when he has a good matchup, he doesn't do that well. And it's like hard to predict when he's going to go off. Baltimore is a better matchup, but it's actually been so good for outside receivers too. And we saw this earlier. It was Chase went nuclear. There's no Marlon Humphrey. So it's just hard to predict which guy it's going to be, because now they're kind of rotating. So, I mean, I get it. Boyd's talented. You can only hope that the game flow suggests that the Cincinnati Bengals have to throw a bunch. That's all you have to hope for, because they want to try to run. So maybe you're right, because I think that Joe Mixon's not a good play. So maybe it is the pass catchers in this one.
I'm going to go Tim Patrick here going up against Las Vegas. I know you like that one, Bob. I know you do. Mm. I like those outside receivers.
Well, the other thing too is that Drew Lock is a little more of a – he will push the ball outside a lot more. So, you know, my thing is Tim Patrick just producing better than Cortland Sutton. It's just that simple. I know Cortland Sutton's – I'm not saying Sutton's not a talented player, but for whatever reason, Tim Patrick's just – the numbers are the numbers. Like, he's just – even last week he did it. So, I hear you on that one too. Yeah. All right, I'm going to jump down. Let's get to mine here. I got a couple that I just kind of run through my slot versus wide metric, and I wanted to see which names kind of stick out. One of them that stood out was Jarvis Landry if he comes back against Green Bay. Green Bay we know is going to put up their points. And, you know, Landry, when he's been over the last handful of weeks, he's been in double-digit fantasy points pretty much every contest over the last month or so when he's out there. So I like Jarvis Landry against Green Bay. Green Bay's been really strong, but they actually have been more susceptible to slot receivers, and Landry plays about half and half. The other one is your boy Jamison Crowder. We always should fade Jets, but he's got Jacksonville this week, and Jacksonville has just been a dumpster fire in the slot, and Crowder is out there a bunch. So I mean, sometimes the usage follows the production follows the usage. So you know, I wasn't really feeling Jamison Crowder a couple weeks ago because of the slot matchups, but this week is a slot matchup. So I think Jamison Crowder, if you want to get deeper, is fine. Russell Gage, talk about staying in the flames. I mean, he's got Detroit this week. Detroit is in, you know, kind of an okay matchup for wide receivers, but Russell Gage has a unique role, plays in and out, half and half. So I like Gage as a wide receiver three. Here's another one, your boy Odell Beckham Jr. This past week, you know, it didn't. The Seattle Seahawks have been just really good against perimeter wide receivers, and that's really helped hurt the matchup last week for Odell and company. Even though they were down an outside corner. This week they get Minnesota. Well, when I tell you Minnesota, they're getting better, but they're still freaking horrible against receivers. So I do like the potential. I mean, Minnesota is one of those things where last week they let up over 400 yards to the Bears. And somehow they only allowed like 9 points, which just makes no sense. Makes no sense. Like, honestly, it makes no sense. It was one of the craziest games to watch. How many untimely fumbles? And then they're going for it. They're not converting on fourth down in the Minnesota red zone. But anyway, Chase and Higgins. I know you said Tyler Boyd. I actually have Chase and Higgins here because they are an out wide defense over the last few weeks. Chase just went nuclear. I don't know. Sometimes when a player goes like that, I don't know if they're going to let Chase do that again today. But he had like 30 points the last time they faced off. So, and the final one's AB. This is more of like a PSA. Like, don't overthink it, guys. Mike Evans out potentially. No Chris Godwin. AB he was hurt with his ankle, but then he went on this suspension for 3 weeks. He's been up to speed, and then Bruce Arian comes out today, says AB looks like he did right before. I mean, he'll say that, whatever, but BA comes out and says AB looks like he did before the injury. I'm just putting him right in my lineups. If you got AB because of these injuries, plug him in. That's how I feel.
Agreed.
About it.
Completely agree.
Any of those stand out to you, Buck? Any comments, questions, or concerns?
No concerns at all. I mean, I understand the Cincinnati lean. I'm pretty high on all three of the options there. I just think this has to be a get-right game for Joe Burrow, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I love Joe Burrow this week, so it makes sense to factor in all three of those guys. The one that stands out and the one that's simplest for me is AB. Put him in. Do not hesitate. He's in. He is in.
Oh, yeah. All right, Buck, let's jump down to the tight ends. Give us a – actually, before we do our tight ends, let's take a quick commercial break. We have another sponsor that we want to bring up, our newest sponsor, Lightbox. And after this, we'll jump into tight end streamers and starts for the week.
Shout out to our new sponsor, Lightbox. Say goodbye to the dull gifts. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year. Using cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques, they've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find at a light price, $800 per carat. They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but are just grown in a lab. Because of their process, they can create stones of blush pink, beautiful blue, as well as classic white diamonds. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off and priced so they won't have to. They really make any outfit sparkle. Visit lightboxjewelry.com and add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds. Never a dull moment.
All right, Buck, let's get some tight ends.
So
I was going to make a tight end comment there, but please, I'm sorry. I was going to say, my butt after all the Christmas cookies.
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy here, Bob. You're talking to the wrong guy if we're talking about tight ends.
Buck, I actually haven't seen you below your chest ever. So at this point, you can tell me anything. I don't even know what your kneecaps look like, Buck. That's a problem.
The kneecaps are mangled, Bob. Mangled.
They're not great. Okay.
Many knee injuries. Yeah. It's all a blur below the belt. I just have one, and it is also my streaming option, Evan Engram. He's playing Philadelphia. That's the argument. That's the tweet.
So I hate Evan. As a Giants fan, I know
you do.
So over him, like I really am. It's unfortunate because like he's just, I think he was a Pat Shurmur guy, and Pat Shurmur could have used him maybe some hybrid weird role, but anyway. So my first one is someone that's well-owned, but I think he's not a consensus slam dunk. It's Zach Ertz against Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
Now, the Colts are they are very vulnerable against tight ends, but at the same time, Ertz was leading the team in routes since DeAndre Hopkins has taken a step back. Don't know why, but Ertz is out there the most, running the most routes, and that's very rare. We don't see a lot of tight ends out there running the most routes on their team. Ertz is doing that, has produced a nice solid baseline, but I think this week with no DeAndre Hopkins again, I think Ertz could be out there. Now, for more streamers, my first one is – so I have him, and when I pick up a player to stream him, it usually is wrong. And I've been on a good streak over the last few weeks.
I know exactly who this is.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
James O? Jim?
No, Rock? No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not him. It's Cole Kmet against Seattle.
Love it. Love it.
So Cole Kmet against Seattle. Seattle, so one of the things you'll notice about Seattle is they are so good against perimeter wide receivers that everything gets pushed to the middle of the field. Tight ends have been very good against Seattle this season. But the problem I have is this. Seattle's offense can't get off the ground. They, you know, it's been weird. So it's been kind of like defense. Their defense is playing better, which, you know, Cooper Kupp went bananas against them yesterday. I mean, that's kind of my point. When you start pushing everything in the middle of the field, Cole Kmet had a really nice game last week, but it was dependent on the fact that they dropped back to throw a bunch, and Kmet just got a bunch of volume. So I am a little concerned that from a game flow perspective, Seattle versus Chicago could be ugly, which is going to lead to less opportunities for Kmet. Plus, he's alerted to the end zone because they go to Jimmy Graham in the red zone. So I think he's fine from a PPR, half PPR standpoint as a potential streamer. But now let's get to my deeper names. My first one's CJ Uzomah. And CJ Uzomah, listen, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins didn't do anything in the first matchup because it was Ja'Marr Chase and CJ Uzomah. 3 for 90 and 2 against these guys. And Baltimore has been terrible against tight ends. The other thing that's unique about Uzomah is that he's on the field all the time running routes. Like, so I just want to bring this up too, because I started tracking routes run to dropbacks for tight ends because I'm just super interested to understand how many. So like, what's the actual number? And the highest average of route run to dropbacks is Tyler Higbee at 90%. Okay. He's out there running route like crazy. But over the last 5 weeks, number six on my list is CJ Uzomah. He runs a route 86% of dropbacks. Whoa. So that's tied with George Kittle, and that's ahead of Dalton Schultz, Kyle Pitts, and Zach Ertz, and Travis Kelce.
Well, I knew Pitts would be on that list.
Yeah. I mean, they're all up there. So that's the thing, though. Like, I try to find – you can't find a scenario where he's got the matchup, he has the usage – now can the production follow? So sometimes it's that simple. It's the matchup. It's the usage. Because, like, the average tight end is about 50% dropbacks. Routes run the dropbacks. He's all the way up at 86%. So that's very, very rare. I mean, granted, he only gets about 3 to 4 targets a game. But the matchups really haven't been great for him. But also, the Cincinnati Bengals haven't had to throw that much. So when they do have to throw, in this Baltimore game, they're, like, one of the most pass-funnel defenses. I'm feeling Uzomah. My final one's James L.
I knew we'd have Jimmy O in there, baby.
Gotta get in there.
Bingo, James O.
James O. James O'Shaughnessy has seen his, you know, it hasn't been that special. The other thing is Dan Arnold. But he went 4 for 60 last week. I mean, he actually had a decent game, James O. So he was actually a serviceable play this week against Houston. The other thing, though, is for James O, is that Dan Arnold is been activated off IR. So I think that's why he's off my list. I don't think I want to worry because I don't know what Dan Arnold means for this offense. If he plays, he has been activated off IR. Does that mean he starts? But I would watch that. But I don't think you need to go much deeper than CJ Uzomah this week. The other one is Ricky Seals-Jones. Because Ricky Seals-Jones, people will realize he's coming off a very serious injury. Now, the first week he comes back, he ran less routes than Bates. But this week it flipped. So he went from – he's up to 2/3 of the routes run to dropbacks. He had 7 targets against the Eagles. I know he was playing with backup quarterback, but Dallas this week, then the Eagles in the playoffs, I don't know if you need to start him, but maybe stash him. Because if he produces again and takes another step against Dallas, then he gets the Eagles the final week. You're talking about a tight end one. So I think that's someone I'm actually keep my eye on too as well. All right, Buck, let's talk about some defensive streamers and kickers, and let's get out of here. You know, we got places to go. We got fancy dinners. I got to put up – Buck's going to put on pants for the first time in 3 weeks, people. So we got to get out of here, get all fancy. All right.
Not looking forward to the pants, Bob.
I had to put on pants on Friday. It was a fucking nightmare. I had to wear jeans, and I was so grumpy.
No, this is not a jean spot. This is like I got to put on some damn chinos.
I know. I went to a client meeting with a suit, like, for the first time in 2 years. It was not great. You could just see the go fuck myself on your face. It was not great. So the problem with my metric this week is that it's kind of chalk, unfortunately. You know, the Cowboys, the Bucks are way up there, but they're way owned. The 49ers is the first one that kind of might be still available against Tennessee. I really like Saints against Miami. I have up there Seattle against Chicago is interesting. Eagles versus the Giants seems like a trap. I played the Eagles this week. They sucked against Garrett Gilbert and whatever, the big red dog. I don't know why I thought that, but for some reason, Garrett, double G, can't get it done. That was ridiculous. I watched that game. I was so pissed off. I wanted to call up Jordan and just yell at him for 20 minutes. Be like, what the hell is going on? You guys can't even sack Garrett Gilbert. But they also got put in some bad situations early that game, and they got real strong towards the end. I get it. But they're playing the Giants. Just be aware that, I don't know, they only got 6.5 points in one of my league formats last time they faced. And the final one is the Chiefs versus the Steelers. No Pat Freiermuth potentially. Big Ben is kind of erratic. The Chiefs, you know, they didn't really do that great against the Chargers, but prior to that, they were smoking teams. They should get Chris Jones back too, which is like their main defensive tackle. In that matchup, they also were down one of their main linebackers in William Gay. And then, so I think if they get those guys back, I think that against Pittsburgh, especially if the Chiefs don't have all their weapons, this could be a lower scoring game, which could benefit the defense. But Buck, do you have any defenses in your thought process here?
I don't play defenses here, Bob.
You don't play anything?
No. Bills, so, smash spot.
Wait, so you have the Bills in all your leagues?
Oh, yeah.
So you've been riding that.
As a defense.
Okay, so they're playing the Patriots this week.
Yeah, smash spot.
Oh, okay. you say wild card? Anyway, okay, so that's great. No,
I'm
great.
Talking division here, Bob.
No, I hear you. I'm off the Bills defense ever since they lost Tre'Davious White. But listen, if Buck's feeling it, whatever, we'll go with it. I don't mind.
The ghost of Justin Zimmer hears every word you say.
Is he even bad? He's not. He's done for the season, right?
Yeah, he's done.
All right. Let's talk some kickers and get out of here. So obviously, unfortunately, once again, the Football Outsiders has not updated their offensive drive stats for the week. I'm very upset. I sent them a memo. I was like, guys, if I don't get this up for the kickers show, I'm it's over. Like, the whole show's going under. I mean, this is what the people really are coming for. And by the way,
it really is the
TCK swag. Huh?
It looks good.
Yeah, man. I love it, dude. Make sure you guys get on it. Get on.
I like the charcoal gray.
I did it. Yeah, that's the way to go. I wanted hats, but unfortunately, the hats are on back order until a Republican's voted president or something.
They're off the coast in some shipping container.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, so let's talk some kickers. First, Matt Gay versus Minnesota is my number one kicker on the week. Greg Zuerlein. But also, here's one that I think is interesting. Is the Kansas City kicker, if Matt Harrison Butker does not play, look out for the Kansas City's backup kicker who replaces him on the COVID list. Could be something worth noting there. Some deeper names, Dustin Hopkins, Chargers kicker versus Houston, Jake Elliott versus Philadelphia versus the Giants. And then if you're looking for other guys, Nick Folk, of course, been a stud all year, been down a couple weeks if he was dropped. And then Greg Joseph, if he was dropped, or some other options too. So those are basically some of the kickers I like this week. But if you can get yourself hands on some Matt Gay, Greg Zuerlein, I think those are the way to go. But that's pretty much all we got. Buck, before we get out of here, we got a couple minutes. Anything else for week 16? Anything you're looking out for? Whether it's, you know, just game in general, anything you're looking for the most for week 16 of fantasy football action?
I mean, week 16 for me, it's you know, money week, right? Most leagues, you might get paid for third place, but you really need to get into that final. So you just, it's all about heart, tenacity, and drive. This week, Bob. So When you find yourself in a situation where your team is infected by the COVIDs, you know, you got to think to yourself, how do I get outside of the box? How do I really make sure that I maximize what I'm doing here? Number one, you should have prepared for this 3 weeks ago on the waiver wire. Big names need big replacements, and thankfully I am prepared, but then you're left with a smorgasbord of various bullshit to choose from for your final wide receiver or whatever you got to fill in there. But there are options and you're not scrambling. So I hope that nobody out there is scrambling. And I want to say, I'm looking forward to watching the Matrix movie this weekend. The new one, it's on the HBO Max. You know, it's probably going to stink because recycled garbage is usually pretty terrible. But we're going to see what it does here this weekend with the Matrix. There are a couple of questions here though, Bob, if you have a couple of minutes.
Sure. Yeah. I already kind of looked at them, but go ahead.
Yeah. Here we go. Off the record, Coys. You know what Coys means, Bob?
Coaches of the year?
No. Come on, you Spurs, baby. Tottenham, big victory. Going to the semifinal of the Carabao Bang Energy Cup. Love to see you in here, Jerry. Appreciate the support as always. Bob probably won't need as much luck with their lineup as I do. Cause I'm rolling dice, Bob. My team, I got no choice.
When you live in trash for 2 months, you're just used to the trash. I'm just trash lineups for days, bro. I can't wait to throw my trash lineup into the finals. Let's go.
And then you're just banking on that 125-point performance from a guy that hasn't sniffed 7 points all year. And then you hit it. Best feeling in the world.
Oh, Smokey. No. It's Matt Gay. When I get Matt Gay, my kicker spot drops 20. I can't wait.
Matt Gay's dropping 20. Smokey the Cat. Cat is joining us here. What an unbelievable name. Do you play Hurts over Wilson? I love this question. And the reason I love it is Wilson stands out lineup wise, but he's not getting anything done, Bob.
Yeah, I'm playing Hurts. That's the Giants versus Wilson versus the Bears. What's happening? You look like you're about to throw up. You pause. All right, you're good.
No, right. I had water go down the wrong pipe.
This is, yeah, in 2021, Hurts is the better player. He's the better fantasy player. Like, it's just not a, it doesn't need to be worried about. You play Hurts, you don't play Wilson. That's how I feel about it.
I just like how candid you were. Bucks, you look like you're about to puke. I almost did.
Because you froze, and you're like, and I'm like.
Yeah, it was close. It was close.
That's okay. Listen, that's the excitement thing about our podcast. We might throw up on air. I hit
the mute just in time.
Appreciate it. Nice.
All right. So we also need, in a PPR, one wide receiver, one running back, one flex. Out of Parker, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Amari Cooper, Gallup, Jacobs, Pollard, Sony, and Ronald Jones. I'm going to say my top two here are Ronald Jones is my running back, St. Brown is my wide receiver, and then I really don't know where I'm leaning.
Yeah, I think Rojo is if you got him, you play him. He's got a great matchup against Carolina. It was really kind of – they started off really good against running backs, but now they haven't been as much lately. So I'm in on Ronald Jones as your RB2. At wide receiver position, you know, Cooper – the Washington football team has been better against receivers, but the last time these guys played, Cooper found the end zone with 5 for 50. Yeah, I just – they are a slot funnel defense, though, and that leans Gallup. I mean, yeah. CD Lamb.
CD.
Pollard's out. Sony, you know, the matchup is good. He's got Houston, and I think you don't overthink it. I think if they take – I think I'm worried about the whole Rams offense because how much are they going to need to do against – and now Brandon Cooks is out against this matchup. So now you're talking the Rams versus Houston again without Brandon Cooks. Well, I'm sorry. They're playing. No, I messed that up. The Rams are playing. My thing's wrong. The Rams are not playing Houston. Houston's playing the Chargers. Help me out here. Who are the Rams playing?
At Minnesota.
How'd they get mixed up? Oh, because it's alphabetical order. It's so stupid. Okay. Minnesota. That's super dumb. Okay. All right, there we go. That's better. Let's see what this means now. Holy shit. Yeah, I'm playing Sony against Minnesota. I like the matchup. So I'm going to put Sony in there. I'm going to play. So it really comes down to, is it Cooper or St. Brown? Are you going to ride the high end? I think if Jared Goff is playing, Detroit is
going Amon Ra.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's not a bad play. I actually don't mind a full PPR. Stay with the hot hand. I'm okay with Ronald Jones, Sony Michel, and playing Amon Ra, St. Brown in full PPR.
I'm going to flip Sony out for Jacobs. So I'm going to go Jacobs, St. Brown, Ronald Jones.
Yeah.
Good luck out there, Smokey the Cat.
All right, man. Listen, that's pretty much all we got for today, folks. Listen, that was another nice afternoon. Delight evening for Buck, of course. Sunny skies for both of us, of course. Today, playing the podcast. Once again, this is the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast on the Fantasy Focus YouTube channel. Make sure you're joining us this Sunday live for 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to be doing all our start sits and all our donations. 10% of our donations go to good sports. Make sure you're jumping on, joining Buck for this Sunday, Week 16 action. And once again, all our podcasts are on the Believe Podcast Network and brought to you by BetOnline AG. Thank you again for joining. I'm Bob. That's Buck. We're out of here, folks. Have a great holiday, and we'll see you next week, or I will.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.